Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Show. There. I said it. Now, doesn't that feel better?
BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present
There I Said It
on the number one hip music station, 98 BXY.
It's time to clear the air.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Let's clear it.
Thank you for supporting my singing journey. I haven't kicked one off yet, but I will. 585-252-9800. Anything goes, you guys. Send us your unpopular opinions. We'll give you 7 minutes on the clock starting right now. Let's go to Steve. He's first up at bat. No matter how often chefs say the flavor is in the fat, people will continue to buy the leanest meat possible and then complain it's tasteless. There, mm-hmm. I said it. Steve, I got to agree with you, buddy. Nice take.
This person wrote, buffalo chicken pizza is overrated along with the hype of anything buffalo flavored. There, I said it.
I had it yesterday.
Buffalo chicken pizza?
Pontillo's.
Shout out, Jerry.
Well, our boy Jerry.
Jerry the pizza guy.
You know, because it was my niece Olivia. I got to give her a huge happy birthday. She turned 11 yesterday. She's turning into a young woman. I guess. But anyways, she's got a lot of attitude, that girl. But anyways, my brother is constantly like, I'm like, what are we eating? He's like, pizza. Okay. Why do I even ask anymore?
Right.
But
I'm sure your mom is rolling.
But the buffalo chicken pizza that Pontillo's delivered yesterday, I gotta say, it was pretty good. Who's this person? Pasta salad is not a salad. It's just a name to make a dish of cold pasta sound healthy. There, I said it.
Mm.
I love salad. Pasta salad. Potato salad.
Dripping in olive oil.
Potato salad. Egg salad. I love salad.
This person said, a normal bra and underwear is almost sexier than lingerie. There, I said it.
Ooh, yeah. I've seen, when I'm walking through the women's section at Target, accidentally, I'm not going to Target. Never mind. What? But, you know, they have some nice sets for, you know, older ladies.
What? Moose is like, I've tried all of them on. Sure. Right. He's like, my favorite shade is salmon.
What's going on with the clothes today? I mean, has anyone else noticed that? Like, these young, pretty women have to go to these stores, and everything is like this old, boxy fit with huge patterns. What are they doing with women clothing today?
I don't
understand it. It's like, does everybody have to feel like they need to dress like a 70-year-old aunt?
I mean, it's back in style.
It's the huge
pads. The shoulder pads. I love it.
It's odd.
Mine for today is this. I, again, talked about going to Boston this past weekend, and I was in my girlfriend's friend's shower. And if you do not have shampoo and conditioner, I don't trust you. There, I said it.
What do people wash with?
It's the two-in-ones for me. I can't. The two-in-ones.
That's all my shampoo.
I'm like, it's not going to work. It's just not working.
I love.
A guy, maybe, sure, I understand women, slightly a little bit.
Yeah.
Women, your two-in-ones? No. I had to use the boyfriends, and I smelt like, what is it? Like pine?
Oh, yeah, probably pine, cigar.
Axe.
I was totally against the two-in-one shampoos for men. And then I realized I'm starting to really love it. I've saved quite a few dollars over the years.
And also, not for nothing, but the two-in-ones, they're doubling as body wash as well.
Oh, no, that's the three-in-one. Like, that I'm against.
The three-in-one.
I've seen it everywhere. Ugh. Shampoo, conditioner, and body wash. We could separate some of the things here.
I'm so good.
Mine for today is, I'm just going to come out and say it. I think the world is finally ready for a ginger James Bond.
I think
we're ready, guys. Oh, speaking of ginger. Hi, Hannah.
Ginger?
She's
That's
a brunette.
So offensive. That's what? Offensive. That's so offensive.
How do you figure? You are a ginger.
Hannah? Jackie's a ginger.
What?
Are you blind?
We need to get your eyes tested. What is going on?
I'm calling Lens Crafters after the show.
Aren't you Irish?
Jackie's a ginger.
Yeah, not all Irish people are ginger.
They're
also,
not?
Can you not see? Hannah, will you turn the lights on, please?
Nope.
Oh, that's not.
First of all.
No offense, Hannah, respectfully, she has more gray hair than anything.
I'm stressed. It's okay.
Oh, my God. Respectfully.
Respectfully, of course.
Jackie,
our intern has. Do you have pink hair?
Oh yeah,
pink and red.
Oh, that'll get you a job real quick. we're so judgmental.
They're literally taking people off the streets.
Hannah, tell us your there. I said it for today.
I have one based off of Breezy's. If you're not wearing shower shoes in a public shower, and if you're not washing your feet in the shower, you're disgusting. What are you doing?
There she said it.
Hot take. We love it. She said it. Nice job. Okay, we'll take that one, Hannah. Thank you. Julie's here. She says, just because your friend catches feelings for you doesn't mean they have an ulterior motive. Every time I've had guy friends, they always end up having ulterior motives, and I had to get this take off my chest. Sometimes someone just likes being your friend and likes you enough that they end up wanting to be more. It doesn't mean they were just faking being your friend the whole time.
So we took the long way with that one. Okay. That's very convoluted. She's like, so back in 2009.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
You run into this problem a lot, don't you, Hannah?
A little bit.
A lot of your guy friends, they always want more.
Oh, yeah.
Why do you think that is?
I don't know. Because they just like can't be upfront about things, I guess.
They love gingers.
Oh my God.
Wait, okay. Jerry from Pontillo's was here. He said, whoever says that they like ginger that comes with sushi is lying. There, I said it. Type of ginger, obviously, but.
Oh, I love the ginger that comes with sushi.
You're lying.
I eat it, though. I'll eat it separate.
Oh, God. Okay.
If people are not excited about this presidential election, then you're what's wrong with this country. That's coming from Shanna. There, I said it. All right, Shanna.
Shanna, sweetie.
Maybe, okay. Maybe she meant to say Shannon, but what do I know? Yeah, okay.
Not Shanna.
If you're not excited about what's to come tomorrow, then Shanna says you're what's wrong with this country. Okay.
Oh, my God. Speaking of the shower, keeping in the realm of the shower, this person says baths are better than showers. There, I said it. That is simply not true. That is simply not true. You know, first of all, I love a bath. I'll dabble, of course. I mean, I don't have a tub. But when I take a bath, I have to shower after. I'm just sitting in a pool of my own dead skin.
Yeah, and your own filth. Now, I do have a stand-up shower now in my apartment. But my last apartment, I had a bathtub. And once a week, I'd fill it up with Epsom salts. And I'd get the candles and the sheet mask. Does that make me odd as a grown man to do that? Is that odd to hear that?
I don't want to think about it, but it's like, it's okay.
It's okay? Yeah. I don't understand why guys get the backlash for that. Like, I want to relax just like you do. I too have a pulse. I too work hard. Why can't I relax with a nice bath?
Yeah, I mean, for sure.
The only regret I have is answering a FaceTime from my brother while I was doing that. But that
it was your niece. She's like, ah!
Oh, God.
Wait a minute. Something's missing. Oh, right. It's you. Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
98.5, the number one hit music station.
Vibrant color.
oratory skills, a deep exploration into drama, suspense, tragedy, and comedy. BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present another award-worthy performance in Moosterpiece Theater.
It is Moosterpiece Theater on PXY Mornings. I picked a movie that Breezy's never seen. We're going to act out an iconic scene from that film, and Breezy will go home, watch it, and bring it in tomorrow for Breezy's big movie review. The election is tomorrow. With that being said, this movie is all political, and it's a good one. And I have a feeling you're going to crush today. What did you do so well? What did we do last week? The Conjuring?
Yeah.
Right? Was that the last Halloween film we did?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I
crushed it.
You knocked it out of the park, I will say that. Today, I need you to be the method actress. I know you know how to be.
Got it.
Okay. So basically what's happening here is somebody is up to no good. Somebody's a cheater. So if you've ever cheated on anyone, Breezy, which I don't think you have.
Never.
I just need you to pull from
not
some
me.
Sort of
I
past
just
experience.
Get cheated on.
I mean, you do cheat in life, not maybe on a partner, but you are a cheater. Period. All right. 585-252-9800. If you know the name of the film, let's get to some dramatic music. Lights, camera. And action. Hey, wake up. Your phone rang. Who's calling at 2:30 in the morning? He asked for you by name.
I don't know. You answered him.
I thought it was my phone. I'm going to call back.
Steven, no, it's not funny. Give me my phone back. No, give me my... Steven, I want my phone back.
No, I'm calling him back. I'm going to say I'm your dad.
Hang up the phone right now.
Why is the governor calling you at 2:30 in the morning?
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Molly, why is the governor calling you at 2:30 in the morning? Why is he calling you at all?
I'm in trouble. I must be.
Cut. I need you to really... This is where the arc of the whole movie takes off. You're just... You've been caught. You're really... Right? You see what I'm saying? Emotional here.
I'm...
You just got caught.
I'm in trouble! Question mark?
Okay. One more time.
I'm in trouble.
With the governor? What's going on?
Oh my god. Oh my god. I was working on the campaign in Iowa and there was a party. Oh my god. In one of the rooms. And I took the governor a hard copy of the polling numbers.
After the party.
Around midnight. I just say in the doorway. Talking. There's a typo.
Stood. Yay.
Stay?
Stood? I stood in the doorway. Sure.
Hold on,
the music ran out.
Right.
All right, wheels are falling off.
I just stay. I just stood in the doorway, talking to him for a while, and then he just reached behind me, and I
close the door.
Were you drunk?
Not that drunk.
How many times?
Just once, Stephen, I swear.
Then why is he calling you?
Because I didn't know where else to go, and I needed $900.
For what?
Because I'm pregnant, okay? I'm Catholic and I can't go to my dad. Don't you get it, Stephen? I'm pregnant! Oh my God. Oh my God. What have I done? What have I done? Cut.
No, you don't yell cut. I yell cut. I'm the director.
Cut.
Cut. Out of a 10, I would give you 3.5 on that performance today.
Well, there was typos, so you know I can't read originally, so I can't read when things are correct, so there's no way I can read when it's not
surprisingly,
correct.
Surprisingly, people actually got this one correct.
Did they?
Yes, surprisingly. I didn't think anybody was going to get it, but it does star two of our favorite men, Ryan Gosling and George Clooney, and of course, Rochester's very own, rest in peace, Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Oh,
this film was from 2011. Sean guessed it. It was The Ides of March.
Great. She's pregnant, eh?
Great political film. Yeah, she was dabbling in the company, Inc. And you can't do that.
Yikes.
You can't crap where you eat.
So tough.
People do it.
All the time.
So I figured with tomorrow being the election, this is a perfect film for you to watch.
Well, I will definitely be doing so.
You're actually happy with your performance.
I mean, I did the best I could with what I was given.
That's actually very fair. Timberlake just wants to play, so now you know.
Let him play.
PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy, thank you guys so much for tuning in, and you can download that free Odyssey app for your chance at $5,000 every day, and all you got to do is listen for 1 hour to PXY or PXY Mornings for your shot at the money.
Mm-hmm.
So here's the deal. Obviously, we had to turn the clocks back on Saturday night or early Sunday morning. I think it was at 2 a.m. And because of that, people's schedules are just thrown off. They're missing work. They're forgetting that. I mean, first of all, what clocks do you even have to turn back anymore? It does it automatically. The stove and the microwave. That's it.
Your car?
I don't think cars do it automatically.
No, they don't. Your car does not do it automatically. Also, your side table clock.
Your wristwatch.
No. Well, if it has hands, for sure.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
if it,
your watch.
Anything Apple related, you don't have to touch, which is great. But I got in my car yesterday from traveling, got home, the microwave, the oven. It's like, okay. Anything with a brain, AI's taking over, and they're like, we'll switch it for you. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, like my car automatically did it.
Really?
Yeah.
Mine didn't.
Well, we definitely have different cars. Yours is hanging on. Yours is a paperweight with wheels.
I guess. Anyways, so I've been traveling the last two times of daylight savings. So
yeah.
Back in March, I was traveling when it got switched forward, and then to this time, I was traveling when it got switched backwards, and I was talking to my girlfriend because we were flying out on Sunday morning, and I was like, everything's gonna be kind of messed up.
Right. You didn't take a red eye, right?
No. She's like, what do you mean? I'm like, because of daylight saving, like, we're gonna miss, you know, the flight. She's like, that's simply not how that works. So
that's not how
literally
it works.
Everything's gonna be fine. And then I looked up a list of things and tips and tricks to help combat daylight saving, and I'm like, okay. I did all the things on this list. I did the opposite of. Avoid alcohol before bed.
Oh, you got after it.
Oh, I was on 5 espresso martinis. So don't consume caffeine too close to bedtime.
Again,
5 espresso martinis. Establish a consistent sleep routine. I was literally sleeping on someone's pullout couch as their metal rod was slamming into my spine. So that's fine.
Their metal rod was slamming into
your spine. So uncomfortable. Whatever. It was free. Doesn't matter. This one says nap in moderation. Nope. Literally going to nap for probably 4 hours at a time. And gradually alter your bedtime. I went to bed at like 8 o'clock last night. So
I don't understand why they keep bringing this up time and time again, how we're going to get rid of daylight savings. They're not going to do it. We just keep doing it. First of all, Arizona, they don't give a crap about daylight savings. They don't do it.
I woke up this morning. I haven't switched back my actual alarm clock yet. So I roll over and I'm like, oh my God. My girlfriend wakes up. She's like, yeah, it's time to wake up. I'm like, what time is it? She's like, it's 4:30. I'm like, but actually 5:30. She goes, no, we're not going to do that. We're not going to say what time it actually was 2 days ago.
But how many of you yesterday, when the sun started setting at 4:30?
Instant depression.
Seasonal depression kicked in, right?
Instant.
And granted, it helps today that the weather's going to be 62 and then tomorrow 75 degrees. Not bad for first week in November. This time last year, I'm pretty sure it was like snowing out. But the weather does as far as the temperature helps. But man, this week and just getting up early, it's dark. Some of you go home, it's dark. So you never really get to see daylight this time of year around.
It's actually significantly bad for your health. So
you need that vitamin D.
The first thing is it changes your sleep pattern. So even if it's just by an hour, it's negatively impacting not only your sleep schedule, but your health as a whole. It drops your productivity by like 60%, and it's expensive. I don't know why it's expensive, but
what's expensive? About, yeah, what is expensive about daylight
savings? I don't know. I don't understand. Well, they're saying that it's expensive because according to a study, the changing of the clocks costs Americans $1.7
billion
in loss of opportunity when it comes to your hourly wage because of the time that the clocks are moving back. I'm not really sure. Not everyone losing their job because of daylight saving.
No, the way I look at that, though, is
also
that
so unproductive.
You're losing an hour of work. Mm-hmm. So where you really would have started at 8 a.m., you're starting at 7.
Yeah.
So, well, no.
Yeah, because you're falling back. Or you're gaining an hour. But regardless, you're going to lose an hour at some point, so it's going to be bad for the
economy.
Doesn't
it all come out in the wash anyways? Like, come on.
Clearly not. $1.7 billion? That's no washing. Not at all.
We lost $1.7 billion last year because of daylight savings? Well, then let's just stop doing it. We really don't need to do it.
Well, there's been a petition for quite some time to cut it off, but nobody signed a bill on it yet.
So. No, I'm looking. Well, I hope they capitalize on that. The only thing positive about this is there's been a couple of clocks here in the studio that our engineer hasn't been able to fix, but now everything's
back. They're all on time.
Now they're
until
all,
March.
They're all lined up now. It's perfect. It all worked out.
March is going to come around and you're like, shaking your fist at the ceiling.
I'm going to need these plastics.
Yeah. So I'm not a fan, and I'm definitely that girl who's like, so it's 9:40 right now, 9:48, but it really is supposed to be 10:48 right now.
I mean, you can do that with anything, though, Breeze. It's like everybody who's ever visited the West Coast and then comes back to New York. Well, it's really 6:48 right now, not 9:48.
Oh, when we went to California over the summer, I was all messed up. I was thrown for a loop. I was in bed by 8 o'clock. It was 11 at home. I gotta go to bed.
I don't know what it is. I've never let it affect me. Whatever the time says is what the time is.
No, my body's like screaming on the inside. Even just by 1 hour, I'm losing my mind. So almost missed my flight, but don't worry, guys. Thank God I have a girlfriend who doubles as an aide to get me places.
Let it be known that, yes, you were supposed to turn the clocks back. So if you haven't done that, you should probably do it so you don't lose your jobs. Speaks My Mornings. You got Moose and Breezy. We'll be right back.
Hey, it's Devins, and I've got all the strange news stories that you won't get scrolling your Instagram feed. Starting at 3 every afternoon right here on 98PXY. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.